弟兄姐妹早上好。
All right, so let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
好，我们现在一起翻到罗马书第三章。
We'll be reading from verse 9 to verse 20.
我们一起来看第九节到二十节。
What then, are we better than they? Not at all, for we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。
As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有。
There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Their throat is an open grave.With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气。
Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
满口是咒骂苦毒。
Their feet are swift to shed blood.
杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
Destruction and misery are in their paths.
所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事
And the path of peace they have not known
平安的路他们未曾知道
There's no fear of God before their eyes
他们眼中不怕神
Now, we know that whatever the law says It speaks to those who are under the law So that every mouth may be closed And all the world may be accountable to God
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
So that is our scripture passage for today.
这是我们今天要讲的圣经的经段。
So let us have a word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this morning that we can praise and worship you.
天父，我们在这里感谢赞美你。今天我们在这里能敬拜你。
We ask that you would open our eyes so that we can see your beloved Son.
求你开我们的眼睛，能够看见你的爱子。
We ask that your Spirit would open our hearts so that we can receive him fully.
求你的圣灵开我们的心，让我们能够全然的来接受你。
And we ask that you would bless your word to us.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
靠我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The Arctic tern has the longest migration journey of any bird.
所以世界燕鸥是北极的燕鸥是世界上迁徙时间最长的一种鸟类。
They travel up to 50,000 miles a year from the Arctic, which is near Russia, Greenland, Iceland, Canada.
他们每年要迁徙五万的英里啊，从这个北极靠近北极的加拿大啊，冰岛还有啊，俄国。
And the northern area of the Arctic is where they breed.
在北极的地方是他们在那里繁殖的。
And that would be in the summer.
这个是在夏季。
But then in the winter,
到了冬季,
they would travel to the Antarctic.
他们就会飞到这个在南极的地方。
And that would be, in our terms, the southern summer.
这个对我们来说就是在南部的这个夏季。
So they can enjoy what elementary kids can only dream of enjoying, which is two summers in a year.
他们可以享受就是我们这里的小学生所梦寐以求的就是一年你可以享受两个夏季。
And after the male and females mate, they they would choose a nest and a colony near water.
当雌雄它们交配以后，它们会在水边寻找一个巢穴。
And then after making that 50,000 mile journey to the Antarctic and back, they would return to the exact same nest in that colony.
所以当他们飞了五万英里，从北极又从南极回来，他们仍然回到原先的这个巢穴。
And the reason they can do this is because they have an internal sense of the Earth's magnetic field.
他们能够做这个是因为他们里面有这样子的对磁场磁性的感知。
And the magnetic field is stronger at the poles, and thus they can orient themselves towards the poles.
因为在两极那个磁场是更强的，所以他们可以照着这个磁场那个南极和北极飞翔。
The Latin name of this species is Sterna paradisea.
所以拉丁文有这个名字 ,Sterna paradisea.
Mm-hmm. But there's also another species out there that travels in large flocks.
还有一种种类呢，它们也是成群结队的这样子一同出发的。
And we know this species very well. They like to travel in the wrong direction in large flocks.
我们对这个种类非常的熟悉，因为他们喜欢这样子成群结队的朝那个错误的方向行走。
And its Latin name is Homo incurvatus in se.
拉丁文这个名字的意思呢，就是他们在那里就是向着自己自我飞。
And you think, hold on, I thought we were called Homo sapiens. Sapiens.
这个好像就是说到我们人类，人类的另外一个名字就是拉丁文叫 Homo sapiens.
But Homo incurvatus in se is the name that Augustine and Luther gave humans after the fall.
这个呢是路德和奥古斯丁给人类的另外一个名字，就是当人堕落了以后。所有的这样的情形。
And from Latin, it translates to humanity curved in on itself.
从拉丁文翻译到这个中文，我们可以明白它的意思，就是说人就是现代这个自我的里面是朝自己来。
Because one might think a human is defined by bipedalism, a complex language, or a highly developed brain.
我们知道人类自己在定义自己是一个非常这个聪明的族类，他们有这个双足行走的能力，他们又有复杂的言语。
However, Augustine and Luther identify the defining trait of the human species is a willful direction away from the pole of God to the pole of human will.
但是当奥古斯丁跟路德在那里定义人的特征，他们是故意的向着神所要的这个方向背离，而来向着自己。
That's why Jeremiah 8:7 says, "Even the stork in the sky knows her seasons, and the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane keep to the time of their migration, but my people do not know the ordinance of the Lord."
在耶利米书八章七节，先知说到。空中的鹳鸟知道来去的定期，斑鸠、燕子与白鹤也守候当来的时令。我的百姓却不知道耶和华的法则。
This is the thrust of where we are in Paul's argument in the book of Romans.
这个是在保罗写罗马书的时候已经给我们看见的这个证据。
Because he already showed first that the Gentiles are unrighteous, then he showed that the Jewish people are unrighteous.And now he's going to make the larger statement that all people are unrighteous.
所以一开始保罗给我们看见外邦人是罪人，接着他让我们看见犹太人也是罪人，现在他要把这个扩大，让我们看见所有的人都是罪人。
Because we remember that is Paul's overarching theme in Romans, right? To show that the gospel is power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, and that the righteous shall live by faith.
在这里保罗是要让我们看见所有的人都犯了罪在神的审判之下而这个拯救这个救恩要临到所有的人是因着信就可以得救。
But when we look at this passage, which says something as general and as understandable, meaning all Christians understand that we are all sinners, we might think that this is way too familiar to us. How does it apply to the Christian life?
当我们在读这些比较熟悉的经文的时候，我们会知道啊，这些都是讲到那些罪人，好像与我们没有太大的关系。
That's why we still want to go through the text to collect the thoughts of how it pertains to sinners.
所以我们需要再回到这个原文经节的里面来一点一点的看这个对我们来说有什么关联。
And then we can talk about how it applies to us, because Romans is written for believers, not unbelievers.
接着我们就可以来看这些怎样应用到我们的身上，因为这本罗马书是写给信徒而非信徒。
So let's take a look at this passage. It's verses 9 through 20. 9 is the theme verse. All are under sin.
我们再来看这个第九到二十节，第九节让我们看见这是一个主题的经节，说到所有的人都在罪恶之下。
And then we have three sections. First section is the description of sinful humanity before God. That's from verses 10 to 12.
这个我们接下来有三个部分一起来交通的。第一个就是我们有罪的人性。
And you can simply label this as no one is righteous.
我们甚至可以简单的来概括说没有人是义的。
The second section is the effect of sinful humanity on other people, and that can be from verses 13 to 18.
第二部分可以说到这个有罪的这个人性对别人的影响，这个可以从第十三到十八节当中来。
And it can simply be labeled, no one does good.
我们可以简单的来说，没有人能行善。
And then the last section, Paul shows the verdict on sinful humanity, and that's from verses 19 to 20.
在第三部分，我们看见判决，向着这个人的罪性的判决，这是在十九到二十节里面的。
And that can be labeled as no one can save themselves.
这可以来概括说，没有人可以自救。
And before we jump into the first two sections, from 10 to 18, you could see that in especially our NASB version, all the letters are in capital, in block.
在我们开始看第一二二个部分的时候，我们可以看见这个从第十到十八节里面所有的这个字母。尤其是在英文版本NSB 里头都是大写的，开头都是大写的。
That means it consists of Old Testament verses, seven different Old Testament verses.
这实在是由这个旧约里面的提出来的七节圣经节。
Because Paul is still continuing to prove to the Jewish people that they are as sinful as Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里想要证明他们就是犹太人，就是跟外邦人一样都是罪人。
Because if we remember, this continues from chapter 2, where the Jewish people claim that because they have God's words and promises, and a special covenant, that they are privileged and seemingly exempt from God's judgment.
因为犹太人觉得他们是有神的话语和应许的特权，所以呢，他们就免受这些审判。
And even the Jewish people know that. That they need humility. There was a rabbi in the 18th century.
所以，即便是在犹太人的这个团体的里面，他们实在也需要神的怜悯。
He says, "I wear a coat with two pockets."
我在那里穿的一件衣服里面是有两个口袋。
My left pocket has a piece of paper that says, "I am but dust and ashes."
左边的口袋里头说着，我不过是出于尘土。
But my right pocket has another piece of paper.
我的右边的口袋另外又有一张纸。
And it says that the universe was created for me.
所有的这个宇宙的创造是为着我。
So Paul retorts that God is impartial because he judges according to deeds, whether Jew who have the law or Greek who don't have the law.
所以保罗在这里指出神他的审判是按照人的行为是公正的 不管你是犹太人还是外邦人。
So these mosaic of seven quotes that Paul assembles are all in context, in the original context, about the Jewish people being sinners.
我们看见的这七节这个经文好像是一个拼图，让我们看见所有的犹太人他们都是罪人。
And they're taken from all the peak of Israel's life, the peak of Israel's history, when they should have been the most mature.
这个是从犹太人的历史，就是他们成熟顶峰的时候的那些经文。
These are all quotes from the Psalms and Isaiah. They're not quotes from the Mosaic Law when people are still new to God's requirements or demands.
他们是从诗篇或者是以赛亚书里面提取出来的，并不是在摩西律法刚刚神的子民开始来学习遵守神的律法。
Paul here, you may say, is not making a mosaic of the mosaic.
所以保罗在这里不是从那个摩西的律法里面来取的这一些经节，像个拼图那样的经节。
Thus, when Paul says in verse 9, "Are we better than they?" he asks if Jews are morally better than Gentiles, and the answer is not at all.
所以在第九节，当保罗在问，他说：“我们比他们强吗？”他问的这个强，实在是指的这个道德层面上的，但是这个结论是说绝不。
For we all have charged that both Jews and Gentiles are all under sin.
因为我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。
So this seems like that the under means that they're under the authority, power, and weight of sin.
这个之下说到是在罪的这个权力、权势和那个重担的底下。
So when you're born, you belong to sin, and we have no control over that. It runs and ruins our life.
当你生一生下来，你就是在这个罪的这个辖制的底下，你没有任何的办法可以脱离。
And so now then we turn to what is humanity like in this state? What is humanity like under sin?
我们现在来看这个人性是怎样的情形，在这个罪的辖制底下的那个情形。
So we come to the first section, which is verses 10 through 12. We said that this is the description of sinful humanity before God.
我们来看第十到十八节，这里讲到的是描述的是那个有罪的人性的情形。
So 10 to 12 is very unique because it's a full quote from three verses, Psalms 14, 1 through 3.
这里其实是非常的非常的特别，因为这六节实在是从三处不同的旧约圣经一同过来的。第一个两处。
Or like three verses that come from the same passage, same psalm in the Old Testament.
有三节圣经是从同一个诗篇，就是十四篇一到三节取的。
Yeah, and these three verses can be divided into six lines, and of those six lines, you could put them into three groups, which is the first and the last are one idea, the second and the fifth, and the third and the fourth.
所以这三节圣经总共有六行，你可以把它分成三组。第一跟第六是一组，第二跟第五是一组，完了当中的两个是一组。
So let's look at those three groups. The first grouping is the first and the last lines both say that there is not even one.
这第一组就是第一跟第六行里面都在那里说到一个连一个也没有。
There's not even one who is righteous or does good.
这连一个都没有是义人或者是行善。
That all humans are thoroughly sinners, and there's not even one, meaning there's no exception to that principle.
所以所有的没有任何的例外都是罪人。
But if you look at the original quote from the Psalms, David says that there is no one who does good. In the end of verse 1 in the Psalm, there's no one who does good.
在那个大卫的这个诗篇十四篇一开始他起先说到是没有一个行善的。
But Paul intentionally here glosses it to say there is none righteous.
但在这里呢，保罗是说没有一个是义的。
So the reason no one does good is transformed to there is none righteous is because Paul wants to point out that our unrighteous inner condition leads to unrighteous external action.
所以我们看见大卫的这里不能没有行善的，在这里转到保罗说没有一个义人的原因，是因为是我们里面的没有不义，才能有外面的行为的不善。
In other words, as Jesus could put it, a bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
就像主耶稣说的，这个坏树不能结好果子。
We are sinners essentially not because we do sinful things, but because we are born under sin.
所以我们罪人，我们犯罪是因着我们里面的罪性。
And now the second and fifth line says that there is none who understands, and they have become useless.
这第二跟第五行里头说到的，没有人明白神，一同变为无用。
So let's see how these two lines fit together. Because when humanity fell, their understanding of truth darkened in two ways.
这个我们看一下它这个怎么是连接在一起的。当人犯罪以后，对神的认识完全变得黑暗。On
one way, or on one hand, they lost an understanding of God.
从一方面来说，他们完全失去了对神的认识。They
became fools who claimed there is no God.
他们变得非常的愚昧，他们觉得他们好像在那里行为行的所行的是觉得没有神。That
means they act as if there is no God, but inside, of course, they intellectually know that God exists.
虽然他外面所行的像是没有神，但是他们里面这个头脑确实让他们知道有神。And
on top of that, the separation from God means that they're unable to know His character, His will, or His heart.
这个所谓的分开与神的分开，主要是说到他们不能明白神的性情、神的心意、神的旨意。And
on the other hand, for there's none who understands, it's because they lost understanding about themselves.
从另一方面来说，他们又失去了对自己的认识。They
don't know their origin, purpose, or future, and they're ashamed to live as human beings.
他们不明白他们从哪里来，也不知道他们在地上的目的和将来，所以呢，他们在地上活着，实在觉得非常的羞耻。And
as a result, they would then live for themselves instead of for the glory of God.
所以他们这样子活着，只是为了自己，而不是为了神的荣耀。And
now, they have become useless is related to there is none who understands because the word useless means something had a use, something had a purpose, and then became corrupted and spoiled.
在这里说到变成无用，应该一开始他们是需要明白他们是有目的的，但是呢，他们却失去了这个目的。And
this is like when I bought a large mango last month that had a small dark spot on the skin that showed it was spoiled there.
就像上个月我买了一个很大的一个芒果。 那在这个芒果上面有一个黑点，就知道这个芒果里面开始有腐烂了。And
wanting to salvage it, I cut away the small dark spot, but that only revealed a bigger cavity.
我想还能吃这个芒果把它拯救回来，所以我把这个黑点把它给切掉了，但是一看里面有一个更大的洞。By
the time the ever-widening discovery of rotting areas compelled a mission of diligent, localized pruning, there was no mango left.
所以当我在那里一直在那里要把这个腐烂的地方去掉，不断地扩大那个看到那个腐烂的地方，最后把通通清理掉以后，就芒果已经所剩无几了。Humans
were created with a divine and noble purpose to express Christ.
所以人的被造实在是一个有一个神圣而且崇高的目的，就是用来展现基督。And
we said that because they did not know God or their own purpose to glorify Him, they curved in on themselves. The incurvatus curved in on themselves and became self-centered.
因为他们不明白神，他们也不知道神造他们的目的，所以呢，他们就转向自己，陷入自我，而且变得越来越自我中心。
So this points out that a self-centered person becomes useless in eternity, but a Christ-centered person matters much in eternity.
所以这个在永世里面，好，永远的里面，一个自我中心的人是一点毫无意义。那以基督为中心的却是非常的重要。
And we all desire to make the world a better place.
我们都愿意使这个世界变得更加美好。
That you may become the biggest philanthropist on earth and think that you are of use to humanity.
即便你是世上最大的一个慈善家，你觉得你对这个人类有用。
But if you're self-centered instead of Christ-centered,then you would be described here as useless.
若是你不是以基督为中心，而是以自我为中心，那最后你还是一无所用。
Third, the middle two phrases says, there's none who seeks for God and all have turned aside.
在中间的这两行圣经里面说到，没有明白神的，没有寻求神的。
And both these lines are about the direction of humanity.
是说到人类的这个方向。
That a person under sin does not normally or naturally want to pursue God because a sinner does not want to be under the gaze of a holy God.
因为人自然来说是不愿意去寻求神的，因为他们怕神的眼光来注视他们的罪。
And the picture is they're veering off a path, blindly trying to find their own way, and they lose the way of life.
这个我们看到好像一幅图画，我们看到罪人在那里偏行正路，他们朝着这个错误的方向在那里行走。
And this is why the Bible describes the unsaved as lost, because one, they're far away from home, and two, they're going in the wrong direction.
所以在圣经我们看见、形容这一些人是说失丧的人，因为第一他们离家非常的远，另外一个，他们是朝着错误的方向走。
Second section is a manifestation of sinful humanity is how we treat others.
第二部分我们要讲的就是这个有罪的那个人性是怎样影响到别人。
And before we look at verses 13 to 18, we can acknowledge that we all offended, hurt, or wounded other people by our words.
我们在看这个十三节到十八节之前，我们先都可以来这样子的、感觉相同的，都是我们常常被我们自己的话或我们的话去影响伤到别人。
And because it's so universal, that's why the apostle lists out of all the possible sins he could choose to go first. He chooses our harmful words because it is so universal.
因为这个是那么的普遍，所以呢，这个使徒在那里把这个最明显的放在最前面。
And here with quotes from Psalm 5:140 and 5:10, he proceeds by the order of speech production from the throat to the tongue to the lips to the mouth.
在这里我们看见都是在旧约那个诗篇里面，从第五篇140篇和第十篇里面，在那里讲到人的话是从喉咙到舌头到嘴唇到嘴。
And the first one is the throat is an open grave.
第一讲到喉咙是敞开的坟墓。
And this does not mean an open grave, meaning you're walking, you fall in and get nestled next to a skeleton.
这个并不是说你在那里走，不小心就跌到坟墓，在你边上，你发现有死人的骨头。
Instead, a grave should be closed because there is a corruption within it.
我们知道这个坟墓理当是应该关起来的，因为里面是腐败。
Because an open grave would release out putrid air and filth.
当我们把这个坟墓打开的话，你会闻到那个腐臭的空气。
It'll release flies and rats.
里面会有老鼠，会有苍蝇。
And words that come from a place of death and lifelessness, it's true, they can hurt people.
所以 这个话从那个死亡和没有生命的里面出来的时候，它会伤到别人。
But they don't have to be direct threats to hurt people, because once words emerge from a place of death, it'll bring that lifelessness to other people.
它不是直接的在那里伤到人，但是那种没有生命的那种话，它确实可以伤及到周围的这些人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when someone says a hurtful word to you, it can harm you for days, as if you're overshadowed by a cloud of hopelessness and death.
所以像这样子伤害冒犯人的话，可以让你一整天都活在这样的阴影的底下，觉得非常的伤心。
So that's why the throat is an open grave that keeps on releasing this very unwholesome environment.
所以当这个喉咙是一个敞开的坟墓的时候，就是一直不断的在释放这样子的伤害人的话。
Then it says, with their tongues they keep deceiving.
那接下来说到那个嘴唇是弄诡诈。
And this is an active deceiving, an active deceit where you try to get an advantage.
这是一个主动的在那里欺骗，为了是要得着一些益处。
That when you're at a social event or a social gathering, you want to try to fool others to make them think that you're better than them.
在一些社交的场所，你想要愚弄别人，让人家觉得你比别人优先。
That the deceit could be through exaggerating, making up stories, or boasting about yourself.
这可能是在那里夸张，或者是在那里造假，或者是在那里吹嘘你的自己。
Or it could be an active deceit in order to gain something from someone else.
或者你在那里有意的、故意的在那里欺骗，好从别人身上得着益处。
But whether it's the active deceit to make yourself be better, this is all, or trying to get attention, this is all under the tongues they keep deceiving.
不管你是要在那里让人觉得你优先，或者是你要从别人身上得到好处，这里都是说到这个舌头在那里弄诡诈。
The poison of asps is under their lips is because snakes carry the venom sac inside their mouth, and when their mouth is closed, you cannot see it.
说到那个嘴唇里面有毁舌的毒气，说到那个毒舌，它的毒囊是在嘴巴的里面，嘴唇的里面，当它闭着嘴的时候你看不见。
And this shows us that the poison that we bring, our speech is often subtle and hidden.
所以这个毒常常是很微妙的，很不能让人感觉得到的。
That you may flatter someone and talk well of someone, but behind their backs,there is a false and ulterior motive.
所以当你在那里谄媚别人，想要这个甜言蜜语在那里欺哄人的时候，别人还不能感觉得到你，其实你里面有那个不良的用心和动机。
That in the north, for example, in the northern states, when someone doesn't like you, they'll say, I don't like you in a very aggressive way.
所以在北方人不喜欢你的时候，会用那个咄咄逼人的口气，直接的告诉你我不喜欢你。
In the South, when someone does not like you, they say, "God bless your day," in a passive-aggressive way.
在南方，假如有人不喜欢你，而是用一个被动的，但是那种攻击的方式说，上帝祝福你这一天。
Final thing about mouth is the mouth is full of cursing and bitterness.
接着说到这个我们的口，满口是咒骂苦毒。
The full of implies that the mouth curses so often it's become a habit and it leaves a bitter taste. That's why it becomes then full of bitterness.
这里说到满口是因为这个咒骂苦毒已经成了一个习惯，是常常在那里以至于这个说了以后让人感觉一直是苦毒在里面。
Cursing here is not necessarily profanity, because that's our modern way of saying cursing, but cursing is in anger and frustration, we would then let out and curse God or other people.
这个这边说到的这个咒骂并不是说好像犯罪的那种，但是它确实是一种里面，从里面出来的那个愤怒啊，或者是 恼怒在那里所表现出来的。
That the people who are under sin, when they go through their day and get frustrated, in their heads, they would immediately blame God or other people.
所以当人一天他下来在那样子的这个这个愤怒或者恼怒里面的时候，他在那里就自然而然的在那里开口，就在那里责备神或者是别人。
And now, whereas tongue and these types of body parts speak of speech, then the next few, our feet, speak of our actions.
前面我们讲到的是那个说话，好，是讲到那个人的言语，接下来讲到这个脚是说到人的行为。
It says their feet are swift to shed blood.
杀人流血，他们的脚飞跑。
And of course, this does not mean that we're always trying to commit murder.
这里并不是说都是想要去谋杀人。
But when someone does something wrong to us, our thoughts are very quick to take evil action, especially in vengeance, revenge.
所以当我们遇到别人对我们不好的时候，我们很快就在那里行那个邪恶的行为，尤其是在报复的这样的情形。
That we always want to do a wrong thing to another person who wronged us.
所以好像以恶还恶。
Swift to, meaning so quick, just like a reflex. First thing we think of is to wrong someone else.
这里说飞跑就说非常的快，这个行为报复的行为或者是恶的行为是非常的快。
Then it says destruction and misery are in their paths.
他们所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事。
One way to read this is, of course, that when you're walking a path of this unrighteousness, you'll end up in destruction and misery.
有一个解释就是说，当你走在这个这个路上面，你会最后不义的路上，你最后带来的是残害暴虐的结果。
But another way to see it is that it means that other people will experience destruction and misery as a result of our actions.
还有一个解释就是说，别人会在那里经历这样子的结果，残害和暴虐的事。
That what we do causes misery in other people.
因为你所做的带给别人这样子的伤害。
And this is then very similar to 17 says, and the path of peace they have not known.
这个就让我们看见在17节说到平安的路他们未曾知道。
Similarly, the way we do things does not lead to peace in other people. Just like the way we do things earlier leads to misery in other people.
这里说到的我们做事的方法不是带来平安的结果，而是带来伤害的结果。
That a life that is under sin is normally combative and confrontational.
因为我们罪人的这个天性，我们是一个好斗的，或者是一个在对抗的这样的人。
My friend who works at a fancy Italian restaurant says that there's one day he dreads most in a year.
我的朋友在一个高档的一个意大利的餐馆工作，他告诉我一年里面那一天是他觉得最可怕的。
And everyone knows that, of course, it's Mother's Day.
我们大家都知道那个是母亲节。
Mother's Day seemingly filled with love and warmth, hugs and kisses, chocolate flowers.
这个母亲节我们都知道充满了都是这个温馨的这个爱这个鲜花这个巧克力。
Yeah, but for the people in the service industry, it is only nightmare.
对于这些服务性的行业里的人都觉得这个一定是一个噩梦，那个噩梦的时候。
Because that's the only one day of the year where everyone wants to entitle their mothers to the best that a restaurant can offer.
所以这是一年里头唯一的这一天，没有所有的人都愿意他的母亲能够享受到这个餐馆能够提供的最好的服务。
There's only one table at the window. Everyone wants to be at the table at the window.
假如只有一个桌子是靠窗的，他们每个人都想抢到这个桌子。
And they want to get their food immediately, and dare any slow waiter from not getting it to them.
他们想要马上能够得着他们所点的餐，他们胆敢在那里就是批评或者让这个服务假如是比较慢的话，会让他遭到那个 遭到批评。
But even in so-called the way of love, we do not have the way of peace.
所以这样子的所谓的那个爱确实不能带来和平。
Sin does not provide for the path or way of peace to those around us.
所以我们的罪不能带来这个爱和那个和平。
For example, Ephesians says, Fathers, do not provoke your children.
比如说在圣经里头说，父亲不要惹儿女的气。
Especially since all of us can be riled up at home, work, church, in the car, or in the long line, on long phone call.
所以我们常常会遇到这样的情形，在家里头，在工作，或者是在聚会当中，甚至在那个车里头，在排长队或者打电话的时候，都会碰到这样子的挑衅的事情。
So all of us who are under sin will not provide peace.To other people.
所有的在罪底下的人都不能把和平带给别人。
1 Peter 3:8 says, All of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you are called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
在彼得前书的三章八到九节说到，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤。相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
And finally, Paul's last quotation of scripture is that there is no fear of God in their eyes.
最后保罗在这里提到的是他们的眼中不怕神。
And that's from Psalm 36 and explains why the sinner sins.
这个是在诗篇的三十六篇解释了为什么人在那里犯罪。
It's the summary of the unrighteous attitude of man that he does sin because he does not have a proper fear of God.
这里讲到人这个犯罪的原因是因为他没有一个敬畏神的心。
Although the text is concerning unsaved sinners, but we also must have a fear of God to live a righteous way. That's the opposite of the traits in this passage.
所以在这里上下文好像是指着这个没有信的人，但是对我们来说，我们理当有这样子敬畏的心，而是跟这个上面所写的是应该我们的行为是反过来的。
Because the fear of God helps us lead to the opposite of these things, because it provides the beginning of wisdom, so we would, let's say, have understanding and not turn aside.That we would speak with grace instead of speak with deceit, or we would walk in the path of peace instead of the way of bloodshed.
所以当我们里面有一个敬畏的心的时候，我们就是从神里得的智慧，而我们所行的结果就是跟这里所描述的是不一样的。我们所做所行的是带来的是和平。
So in summary, the verses about the mouth is about our words, the ones about the feet about our actions,and the eyes about our attitude.
所以总结前面所说的，这个说到我们的舌头是讲到我们的言语，说到我们的脚是说到我们的行为，而说到这个眼目是说到我们向着神的那个态度。
Finally, we have the third section, verses 19 to 20, the verdict on sinful humanity, which is that everyone is under judgment.
在第三部分就是十九二十节里面，让我们看见是对人的罪性的这个判决，因为我们所有的人都是伏在神的审判底下。
It says, we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的。
In other words, it means that the Old Testament speaks to the Jews, and they say that they are, meaning the Old Testament, says that they are as sinful as the Gentiles.
在旧约里面这个神的话在那里告诉犹太人他们是有罪，就如同外邦人一样。
Because if all the Jews already know that the Gentiles are unrighteous, then here they are proven also unrighteous. And that's why it could lead to this summary phrase, then every mouth may be closed and all the world may be accountable to God.
在前面已经看见说到旧约里头说到这个外邦人是有罪的，在这里是一同在这里证明所有的人都是有罪的，好叫好塞住个人的口。
Every mouth may be closed, meaning that before God, there are no boasting before Him, and there are no excuses.
在神的面前，他们没有办法吹嘘，也没有办法找到借口。
And the reason why we're all accountable is, it says here, verse 20 says, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in His sight.
因为在这里第二十节，我们看见所有凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法，能在神面前称义。
But this is interesting, right? Because it says here, by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
在这里非常有趣，说到行律法的在神面前不能称义。
But remember we said in chapter 2, Paul says that God will justify or condemn people according to their deeds.
在第二章我们看见保罗说神在那里要审判，按照他们的行为或者是称义或者是在那里定罪。
But then how come here Paul implies no one can be justified by their deeds?
那在这里为什么保罗说没有一个能够在神面前称义？
High level is that God can theoretically justify people according to deeds if they perfectly do the works of the law.
所以在这里我们看见神他不能在那里审判，若是不能定罪，若是他们能够完全的遵行律法。
However, practically speaking, no one can be justified by their deeds because all flesh is under sin.
但是按照实际的情形来看，神在这里能够定罪所有的人，因为没有一个人能够行完全的律法。
That's why verse 20 says, no flesh will be justified. He could have said, no humans or people will be justified, but he intentionally used the word flesh.
他在这里用那个叫凡有血气的，而不是用说人或者是民在那里。他在这里特别用的这个字是属血气的。
Because after the fall, after a man sinned, humanity is characterized by the flesh. That means they give in to their natural earthly desires instead of spiritual heavenly desires.
所以当人犯罪了以后，人就堕落成一个属血气甚至是属肉体的，因为他们终日所行的不是来渴望神，而是行他们自己所喜悦的。
The flesh sets its desire against the spirit, as Galatians says, meaning the flesh cannot help but satisfy its natural desires, so it does not obey God's law or His will.
所以我们在加拉太书里头看见我们属肉体的和属情欲的，我们是不能来寻求神来满足神。
And if you deviate from God's will, His demand, then it means that the sinner will not be justified in God's sight.
所以当你在那里偏离的神的这个旨意的时候，罪人就不能满足，而且要被神定罪。
And just to remind us,The word justified means to be declared right. But instead here, the sinner would be condemned, the opposite of justified, meaning declared wrong.
所以这边这个称义这个字在我们在这里看见的是跟称义相对的，是被定罪。
But then we think, if God gave the law, which is a good thing, how come it leads to condemnation rather than justification?
所以我们知道律法本是好的，它给人赐给人，为什么到最后是在那里使人定罪呢，而不能称义？
And Paul would say, through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
在这里保罗说，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
How do we know that the law gives knowledge of sin?
那我们怎么知道律法是叫人知罪呢？
Because when the law was given at Sinai, it was only after thatthat God kept the Israelites accountable to that law.
我们知道当摩西在西乃山颁布神的律法以后，那个这个神在那个以后才开始来定罪。
Because prior to that, the people complained and grumbled, the water is bitter, there's no water, there's no bread to eat.
在这个之前、这些人在那里、在那里埋怨说没有水喝了，没有、食物吃了。
And then at Sinai, when God gave the law, they were saying, all the words of the Lord we have spoken, we will do.
但是在西乃山的时候，当神颁布这个律法的时候，他们都说我们必照着行。
And then the next several stops and stations are all locations of judgment for sin.
那以后的几个地方，我们都看见他们所犯的这个、得罪神，神都定罪。
At Tabra, the people complained, so fire consumed them, especially the rabble at the outskirts of the camp.
我们看见在那个他被拉这个地方、人在那里埋怨的时候，火就有降下来灭他们。
At Kibroth Hatava, they indulged their desire for meat, and because of that, the plague led them into the graves of lust.
在另一个地方，当人在那里喊着说要来吃肉的时候，神降了瘟疫在那里、灭他们。
If you indulge the flesh, you end up in the grave of lust.
所以当你在那里、在那里想要、迷于这个肉体的这个需要的时候，神就要有定罪。
At Hazeroth, Miriam and Aaron rebelled against the authority of Moses, and the punishment was the leprosy on Miriam.
所以在哈喜路、当米利暗和、亚人在那里在那里、埋怨神的时候，神最后在那里、定罪审判的时候，让米利暗浑身得了大麻风。
But isn't that very shocking that after the provision of the law, instead of seeing everyone happily obeying it, everyone is shown to be under judgment for sin for disobeying the law?
所以这个是不是很震惊？当我们看见神颁布律法，每个人都说我们愿意来遵行的时候，接着看见的都是人在那里违背了这个律法，最后得到了审判。
And everyone is part of it, from the outskirts of the camp, center of the camp, the leaders of the people, the Miriam Aarons,the regular people, because at the next stop at Ritma or Kadesh, all Israel was barred from entering Canaan.
所以我们看见这个无论是这些、这些、在那里 抱怨的普通的民，或者是一些领袖、或者就是甚至是
They were barred from Canaan for 38 years.
所以最后他们都不能进到那个迦南地、一直持续了三十八年。
So the law shows the knowledge of sin. It shows that the flesh is incurable.
所以在这里给我们看见、人里面的罪是不能自救。
Oh, the flesh is incurable.
就是我们的肉体是没有办法、没有办法自救。
So now let's think about the takeaways for the Christian, because we said that we know that this is a gospel message, right?That all are sinners, but we weren't for sinners, but now having saved, been saved by grace, what are three implications that we can take away for the Christian?
这个对我们基督徒来又意味着什么呢？因为我们曾经是罪人，但是我们现在已经信主了，已经得救了。
Well, this passage shows a difference between faith and works.
这里这一段特别给我们看见，就是我们的工作和这个信心的区别。
And for example, you can look at the list and see what God desires because the list exposes what are sins and even those ones that are below the surface.
所以我们看到这个、这个罪的这个清单里面，我们看见、在我们很多的时候，我们这个罪是在表面以下的，是眼看不见的。
But if you try to follow the law and not displease God based on personal effort, then we'll find it as futile.
当我们在那里想要用我们自己来行善，来遵行这个律法的时候，你会发觉这个没有用处。
So Galatians says that we are not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Christ.
所以在加拉太书让我们看见我们称义不是因着行律法而是因着信耶稣。
So faith of Christ rather than works of law means that when we believed, every aspect of our spiritual life should be based on faith of Christ and not by merit.
所以 我们信耶稣，我们得救，以后我们走这一条信基督徒的路的时候，我们仍然是要凭着信心来行。
That's very important because even in Bible study or prayer or worship, we can easily do it out of flesh and then fall under works of the law.
所以，即便我们在那里在或者是祷告，或者是在那里敬拜，我们很可能还是用我们自己的血气。而这样的用血气在那里做的都是在这个律法行律法的这个里面。
But faith of Christ seems like you take Adam and all that he is and completely displace him, moving him out of the picture.
而这个信基督的这个信心就是要说把所有属乎在亚当旧造里的通通挪去，用信心来代替。
As one can say it, not only is Christ our justification, he's our sanctification as well.
所以不仅是说因信称义，而且呢是要因信称义，成圣。
But more on this in chapter 7 and 8 of Romans later.
Can you say it again?
Meaning we'll explain that more when we get to chapter 7 or 8.
我们以后还会再看到这个第七跟第七章第七第八章里面我们的解释更多。
And the second thing for the Christian is about the importance of following God's will.
第二部分就是讲到我们作为基督徒有多么重要要来遵行神的旨意。
In the Old Testament, God's will was revealed in the law.
在旧约里面我们看见神的旨意是借着律法来显明。
But the law was given as a temporary measure for the sake of transgression until the time of Christ.
所以律法只是在那里暂时的给了人，直到主耶稣基督来。而律法给我们是让我们显明我们里面的罪。
That through Christ in the New Testament, we have the internal standard of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can use the Word to perfectly interpret and teach God's will to us.
到了新约的时候，我们知道主耶稣靠着圣灵在我们里面有个内住的一个标准，在那里光照，在那里教导我们为的是来遵行神的律法。
And what happens if you feel like you are not sure about God's leading or God's guidance?
就是好像当我们不是很确切明白神他的带领他的旨意的时候。
Well, Jesus says that the water I shall give him.Shall become a well of water springing up into eternal life.
就是神的话在我们里面要变成那个活水的江河，他在那里带领。
And let's think about this well that's eternally springing up.
我们想这个是一个永远的、永活的这个一个泉源。
That the, for example, the Syrian king Sennacherib had a beautiful garden constructed at Nineveh.
我们知道叙利亚的这个王。他在那里建了一个非常漂亮的天上花园。
Okay. Yes, Sina.
Sina 是亚述啊，叙利亚就是叙利亚今天。
The Assyrian king made a garden that is at his palace in Nineveh.
在尼尼微，他建了一个这样子的天空的花园。
Because normally in the summer heat, Nineveh very dusty, very dry city.
在一般的这个夏天是非常的灰尘啊，这个非常的非常的湿温。
And so he devised a system of canals and aqueducts, 50 miles long, to get water from the tributary of the Great Zab.
他用一个这个管道从五十英里以外的地方把水引到这个花园的里面。
And because it's connected to a river always runs, and thus the garden is constantly flourishing.
所以因着这个水是在从江那边取来，因为那边有活的水，所以呢，它的这个花园就一直都能够这个鲜活。
And likewise, same thing for our life. Our life.The direction, the guidance, the growth, we have a constant upwelling spring and that's supplied just like a river, rivers of living water.
相同的来说，我们的生命其实也是连于这样子的一个活水的一个泉源，所以这源源不断的在那里滋润我们，让我们的生命能够长大。
Finally, the third implication for the Christian is it shows us the need of the gospel for everyone.
这个第三个部分在那里提示我们，我们每一个人都需要福音。
That the law is encapsulated in the phrase to love God and love our neighbor.
这个律法的总结是说你要爱神，爱你的邻舍。
And a great way to love our neighbors well is to share the gospel.
有一个很好的爱邻舍的方法就是传福音。
Where is the first mention of the word neighbor in the Bible?
在圣经中哪个地方是最早提到这个邻舍呢？
It's in Exodus 12. If a household were too small, they'd reach out to their nearest neighbor to share the Passover lamb with.
在出埃及记十二章我们看见说那个假如说这个家庭太小他们就可以和他的邻舍一同来享用同一个逾越节的羔羊。
So they can eat the Passover lamb, and when the blood of the Passover lamb is applied to the house they're in, they will not be harmed by the angel of destruction.
他们可以在那里吃这个逾越节的羔羊，把这个羔羊的血涂在那个门的门楣门框上面。他们只要待在这个屋子里面，他们就不会遭害。
This means that a neighbor is someone that you can share Christ with.
这个就说到你可以把你这个两福音传给你的邻舍。
So think about who are your nearest neighbors. They could be family or friends, people that God intentionally put into your life, who you have interaction with in close ways, and those people are our nearest neighbors.
那我们想谁是我们的最近的邻舍呢？你的家人、你的朋友，或者是神故意把这些人放在你的生活当中，与你有密切的这些接触。
So for example, if you're in college, we don't have to evangelize to students in some foreign mission, but we could just be good testimony to our floor mates.
所以就好像我们在大学里面，我们用不着在那里支持那些远程的在很远的地方的那样子的传福音的团契，而是你在你的生活当中来见证耶稣，让你周围的你的同宿舍的人能够看得见。
So that's why this gospel is for both the unbeliever and the believer.
所以在这里我们看见这个福音是向着不信的和相信的。
Because it gives us a picture of Christ.
这里给我们看见有关于基督的这个图画。
So now coming to conclusion, this passage moves from how we are under sin.Under law, under judgment, because Paul is transitioning us to chapter 3, verse 21, as he begins to argue how we can be justified.
所以我们最后有两点总结。第一个就是让我们看见我们这些人是在最终是在审判底下的但是呢，我们可以被拯救。
For example, only when you're shown to be condemned.Then you feel the need to be justified.
就好像说我知道我自己是被定罪的，所以呢，我就知道我有需要，我要得救。
For example, only when you're stripped would you look for clothes. Only when you're hungry would you look for food.
所以当你发现你身上没有衣服，你才去找衣服；当你饿了，你才去找食物。
So here, these stipulations, these points from the law that all our deeds are just filthy rags and our self-righteousness.Is useless.
所以在这里我们看见这些点都让我们看见我们是何等的这样子的罪恶，我们所有的义行其实都是在神眼里都是污秽的破。
Then that person under sin would turn to Christ as their righteousness and be clothed with him.
所以我们这些罪人，我们愿意来到神的面前，披上这个他的义袍。
So that's why our next sharing, we'll see how God accomplishes this justification.
所以下一次这样的分享，我们要来看因信基督我们可以称义。
Because the end of chapter 3 shows how God displays his son as a propitiation in his blood through faith.
所以在第三章的最后，我们看见主耶稣基督是成了我们的挽回祭。
All right, let's close for a word of prayer.
我们接着有些祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for giving us Christ as our righteousness.
天父，感谢你赐耶稣基督为我们的义。
We want to thank you that he was morally perfect, that he came to this world in the form of man.
他是这样子的完全，但是来到这个地方成为这样子的人。
And we want to ask that you would open our eyes to see the fullness of our sin through this passage so we can fully appreciate Christ.
求你让我们能够看见我们是满身的罪恶，好叫我们实在能够感谢这样子的救恩。
So we'll have an appropriate and acceptable attitude as we come to the table and as we live for you this week.
让我们带着这样子的心来擘饼，也叫我们能够在这个星期我们可以来这样子来侍奉敬拜。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.